I'll put it's up there, picture on the screen there. A little bit about what I'm going to talk about. You might be thinking of various things. You might be thinking breakfast. You might be thinking a lot of eggs in one basket. There is the saying, don't put your eggs in one basket. As you can see in that picture, they are. Now, there's various things written on the eggs, and they might come into the what I'm going to say as I'm talking. But I've got several scriptures that I'll be looking at tonight, but there's going to be one that I'll be talking about quite a bit, or I'll be mentioning quite a bit. And I'll read that scripture to you now. And you might think, well, that scripture's got nothing to do with a basket, nothing to do with eggs. So why has he put that up on the screen? I have no idea. But hopefully by the end of the preach, you'll understand maybe a little bit why it's there. Right, the scripture I'm going to read to start us off with is from John chapter 8, verse 12. It's a well-known scripture, and it says there, when Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but have the light of life. So, has anybody got any idea why I've got a picture of eggs on the wall? No. Right. I'm going to ask you a question now. And the question is, are we covered? Throughout our life, this comes up again and again. Now, you might be thinking about the words that are on the eggs. Life insurance, house insurance, car insurance, death insurance, insurance for your heating, all kinds of cover and insurances that we can take out within our normal daily lives. And they seem to come round quite quickly every year for us to renew these insurances to give us that peace of mind. Now, I'm not going to try and sell you any insurances tonight. But what cover do we have? What protection, what policies, and how much of our lives are covered? Throughout life itself, lots of these things that are written on the eggs can come up. Are we covered? Are we covering all things in our lives? Or are some aspects of our lives in a dangerous area? An egg's quite fragile, quite easy to break. There is some things on the internet where it shows an egg under great pressure. On a certain point of the egg, it can withstand quite a lot. the slight fraction, one side or the other side, its structure breaks down and collapses. Do we leave some aspects of our lives in a dangerous position? Do we leave some aspects of our lives in the dark? Remember the scripture I mentioned to start with. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." What's the darkness? What's the difference in that situation? Is this where we need the cover? Is this where we need to take that insurance policy? Is there something we've missed out? Do we need to roll some of the legs down lower to see what's written on those, just to make sure that we have everything covered? What's this darkness? What's the problem? It's so easy for us to cover maybe all these earthly necessities. We may have what we think is a secure life, a secure lifestyle. I like to think that in my life, I have all the insurance that I need. Just recently, I had to change something on my rescue service for my car and my caravan. Apparently, the company had altered the length which was covered on the caravan. And mine's quite a long caravan. And so we quickly had to reorganize something else. So I had total protection for when we went on holiday. But quite easily in life, these things come up in our lives and we yearn to have that security and that assurance and insurance within our lives. So everything is covered. Have we neglected anything? Is there anything missing? Surely, I'm not going to be walking in this darkness which is mentioned in the scripture. Or have we neglected some of the spiritual essentials in our life? We think we have the security, but are our lives covered in darkness. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." What can we expect without this cover, which is spoke of in this scripture? In Job 24 verses 22, it says that God drags away the mighty by his power. Though they become established, they have no assurance of life. We can quite easily do exactly what is in this picture. We can put all our eggs in that basket and think that we have the required cover. We can feel that we have become established, that we have got that security. But we see in this scripture says they have no assurance of life. So with that first scripture I read to you from John, what is the difference there? Throughout the Bible, throughout scripture, God shows us something amazing. Something amazing about being in God's presence. Something amazing about the light and the protection through him. And what a difference that makes. Right from the very beginning of Scripture, that difference is apparent. In creation, the difference was the light. In Genesis 1:3, it says, "And God said, let there be light. And there was light." God saw, in verse 4, it goes on to say, God saw the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. He made the division right at the beginning. If you remember in creation, darkness was covering the earth. But God made the difference right there, at the very beginning in creation. The result of the difference Well, the result of the difference is the insurance, the assurance of Jesus, of the light in each one of us. In 1 Timothy 3:13, it says, those who have served well gain excellent standing and a great assurance in their faith in Christ Jesus. What I'm talking about tonight is a great difference in each of our lives. A great difference which, unfortunately, we can neglect. Unfortunately, we can want to have assurances, insurances covering us from elsewhere. Are we fully protected? Are we truly protected? It's not just an insurance, it's an assurance, as mentioned in that scripture in Timothy. In Matthew 6:26, it speaks there these words. Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns. And yet their heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? We tend to put that insurance policy on things that we value. We put it on our car. We put it on our home. We put it on our life. We may put it on our savings. Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Our Lord, our Father, our God has great value on each one of us. Great value that He made a difference. He made a great difference right from the beginning of time. He separated, well, He created the light, and then He separated the light from the darkness, and He looked at it and said, that's good. God is light. God can make that difference in every situation. It doesn't matter what that situation is, God can make a difference. And the cover we need in our lives, it is the light of God. It's about the light of God coming in with each one of us, enlightening our lives, changing the way things appear to us. Being the assurance and knowing that we have that completeness. What difference does an insurance policy make? Well, an insurance policy will cover you normally for 12 months. It will cover you for a specific insurance policies also have these great things called small print. I can't read them normally because they're that small. But after that period, they will then be up for renewal. You then have to shop around, maybe find a policy that suits your needs again and take it out for another 12 months. How long are you going to live? That's a lot of insurance policies. And then that's only the one thing that you're covering. And the amazing thing is, if something goes wrong with that insurance policy, one of the nice words that insurance companies like to use is you're not covered because that's an act of God. Well, the greatest insurance policy that you can take is an act of God. It's recognizing that light. It's recognizing that that light can make the difference. Just as in creation, God saw the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. Just as when Jesus spoke to the people and said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life." Just as God looks at his creation and sees what he's created, and even looks at such as the birds, and say they don't work for a living, they don't go out, do anything. They don't have barns, they don't store anything, no insurance cover, but I'm going to give them what they need. I'm their father, and I'm going to give them what they need. Oh God, is that light? And God is going to give you what you need. I'm not saying tonight don't go out and buy insurance policies because God's looking after you. What I'm saying tonight is God is that true protection. God can cover that darkness and change that darkness into light. God is the difference in every situation. And if there's one place where you need to put that egg of insurance, that egg of assurance, it's in God's basket. Because in God's basket, that's where the difference is made. Just as when they fed the 5,000 in that basket where the fishes and the loaves were put, and he showed them to his father, God made the difference. And 12 baskets came back. That's the amazing light of our God. That's the amazing difference in that scripture which I read out at the beginning, which I've repeated several times, which should be engraved on each one of our hearts. I, meaning our Father, our God, our Jesus, and the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Have you got that difference this evening? Do you know that assurance which is on offer? Or are you still trying to protect those eggs? To cover those eggs with various policies, with various clauses, which don't last, which don't give you a total protection, which may have some underlying small print. God's scripture is quite clear. It says, I am the light. It says that the light made the difference. You too can claim that light right now. You too can know that difference of God in everything. You ever thought what that means? God in everything. What a difference that would make to each of our lives. God in everything. Suddenly, areas of our lives might just light up. It's amazing to think that God can make that difference. I'm going to leave it there, but I want you to think, as we sing in the closing choruses, where am I? Where am I in that basket? If I was that egg, what insurance would I have? Have I got everything covered? Is there something that maybe, I don't know, in the bottom of the basket it gets quite dark down there? There's lots of shadows. Is something in my life still covered in darkness? Or am I in the light? Do I know the true light of God? When God looked down at creation in those first few days, He must have really good eyes, God, by the way. So He looked down and He looked at that darkness. And He said, let there be light. Pow! The lights are on. What difference that made. And God said, that's good, that. Let's separate that from the darkness. There's a difference there. That's the difference God wants to know in your life. He wants to have those pow moments of the light, some. Amen.